This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I'm gonna fight a mouth.
I mean, he definitely has a unique voice.
I'm gonna rip it off.
So Jack White.
Doesn't What's his last name? Off?
He doesn't. Damn.
What?
Damn.
What? Is that what you said?
He's got a unique voice. He's got a pretty plain name.
Like a cigarette. And
Bavar.
I wish I could play guitar. Y'all couldn't be my friend. If I could play a guitar, man, because nobody could be my friend.
It's all right.
Well, Jonas was in a band, though.
I wouldn't be able to stand myself if I could play a guitar. Like, if I could, like, really cut and rip and just freaking kill it on a guitar, you wouldn't be able to be my friend.
Why not?
I would be no good to the world other than you being able to hear me play my guitar with all those beautiful sounds.
Yeah, but you just pull up to a coffee shop, go acoustic, make a few bucks. You know, maybe
bro,
take
I'm telling
home.
You, I'd be one of the most narcissistic dudes if I could play a guitar, like, amazingly. Like, if I could make people, like, move them to emotions playing the guitar, I'd be no good to the world other than you hearing my music. That's it.
Yeah.
Could you imagine being Lenny Kravitz? If I could come back as anyone else outside of myself, sorry, Q, it would be Lenny Kravitz, man. I mean, Q, you would come in a close second. Jonas, you're in the top million. you fall right around in like that 859,900.
Right in between Carrot Top and Ted Bundy.
Oh,
sandwiched in between those two.
Yeah, they're not in my million. They're not in my count. No.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
Yeah, but I'd come back. Is Lenny Kravitz like 80 years old, but like ripped up and it everybody likes him?
Yeah, he's like 60 years old. Just cool. Just a cool guy.
He might be the coolest dude alive, man.
Like I'm not a big fan of people that wear sunglasses indoors or all the time.
But he can do it.
Oh, yeah. Like that's
Lenny Kravitz can. Yeah, he can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, some people get passes.
Yeah,
Lenny Kravitz is on that list.
Yeah. All right. Some people are sneaky. You know what I mean?
By the way, it is two pros and a cup of Joe here going? On Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox.
Do you know where that's going?
We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 okay. recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not bad. You know, upon further review, maybe that's not Camp I. Maybe that's
no, it's not Camp I, my
no,
guy.
No, definitely not.
2020.
Definitely not.
2020 vision for that.
Or 2015.
Yeah.
I got 15 in the right eye.
I wonder how many pursued that. You know?
Huh?
I wonder how many pursued that. Well, maybe Petros knows more about this. Maybe we can find out from Petros as to you know, how many of those Dodgers players were aggressive.
I heard that one of the things that baseball players do is hand out gifts during the game, like when they're in the dugout and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, baseballs with your number on
them. They hand out baseball.
Yeah.
Dang, Jonas, like, why are you a hater, dog?
Old story. Like, that's old. Everybody knows that.
I mean, that's...
It's a Rawlings with a room number. Oh. Come on. It's not that hard.
I've heard some interesting story about baseball players. That's all I'll say.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You hear the one about Daryl Strawberry?
I probably have. Yeah. I mean, his last name is Strawberry. And his first name is Daryl. Little Daryl.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, when your first name is Daryl and your last name is Strawberry, there's some stories connected to you now.
Yeah, there definitely is.
Then your pitcher's name is Gooden, like, and his first name is Dwight.
Yeah, and
I don't know, man.
You know, you had Lenny Dykstra on that team. Like,
I mean, think about it, bro.
A lot of characters
Lenny
back in the day.
Dykstra.
Yep.
Just saying.
Yep. A lot going on.
You can learn a lot about. You can know a lot about the team you're cheering for by the names of the guys. Shohei. You know what I mean?
Great
like,
point.
Think about it.
Great point. That is well
you could,
said.
You could take that H and turn it into an M, and what you got? You know.
Yeah.
Show me you oh whoops sorry
good call
sorry I mean I would make my nickname personally after the deal he got but he got engaged right he went ahead and got engaged
yeah he got married he got
oh
married.
He went all the way
yep got married and they didn't know anything about it and they're like
maybe
oh,
he's
nice.
Like Kirk Cousins you know maybe he's like you know what I don't want to go have batting practice with y'all you know or anything like that I just want to spend time with my family
well,
you know?
$700 million you know he can do whatever the hell he wants
she's a hooper too wasn't she isn't she a hooper
who
the new Mrs. Otani
I have no idea I haven't done
I
my
think
research
she's a hooper.
On that I was waiting
yeah,
till
you know, I just love sports so much that you know I just be up in these stories like that you know what I mean and I watch you know film all day long and just sports huh. sports I can't get enough of it I do believe she played basketball or plays basketball or something
I
to
mean
that
like I there's probably nothing I've cared any less about than whether or not she plays basketball
no oh, okay darn why are you hating on us
I can't confirm she played basketball yeah.
You confirmed it?
You know what?
Yeah. I also can confirm that I'm making an offer to represent their first child in whatever sport.
Lee, can you just fact check that and see whether or not Otani's wife played basketball? Can we see?
I have triple checked that, and in fact, she is a former basketball player.
All right, now it's official.
How exactly do you triple check that?
He checked on multiple search engines.
Oh, okay.
Found it on three different engines.
By the way, that should three be our new standard. Okay. I know oftentimes these websites are supposed to have editors and this whole like standard and process they go through before things actually make the internet. Our standard here on Two Pros and a Cup of Joe is the Big Lebowski standard, where Lee has to confirm after we have also confirmed something. So we need two sources of confirmation on
right.
something.
Well,
Lee has to be one of them.
It used to go. Have to be from Iowa Sam, who would go all the way to Iowa to confirm anything that I had I had brought up.
Yeah, but
right. Huh. Which, by the way, I'm excited about the fact we're not going to talk about Iowa quite as much, even though there was some interesting news that came out of Iowa recently that I would have loved to gotten Sam's reaction on. Caden Proctor, the former 5-star and starting left tackle for Bama this past year. Transferred to Iowa, now will be transferring right back to Bama.
Well, what happened? You got there and realized.
Just needed a break. Just needed a break. That's all.
I don't know, but
yeah,
the funny thing
break.
Is, everyone who's freaking out about this, because I do know a number of Iowa fans. They're complaining about the collective and what, you know, what they paid him, and then he just decided to transfer, you know, right back to Alabama, and how, you know, how is that? It's like, well, what it is a dumb decision. You know, if you gave that kid upfront money and that's what you did to induce him or entice him to go to your school, first off, that's illegal. Second, it's dumb if that's how you structured it. And yeah, that's the game you play in the college football world. Every kid has every right to transfer back if he wants, and he chooses to say, hey, maybe this isn't a good situation for me to come back to, even though he's from Iowa. Sorry to the Hawkeyes fans, but that is the game that everyone's playing right now in college football.
Yeah, their time is coming to an end. Soon as the women's basketball tournament is over, everything is just back to normal for Iowa.
Yeah.
Punting balls. That's about it.
It is unfortunate. It is unfortunate that, you know, if they struggle again on offense next year, that we're not going to have Sam here to go ahead and just rile.
No. He'll just blame it on Kirk Ferentz, and then they'll have to have, you know, eventually when there's a change in coach, he'll then make the case, oh, okay, now it's really going to ramp up, and then we'll just kind of go back to, well, I don't know, maybe it's just not.
Well, since he's asleep now during these hours, can we prank call him?
Like, that would be amazing. Oh, let's do it.
Okay, so if the Iowa women's team loses in the tournament, can we crank call Sam?
I say we
air?
Should try it right now. Yeah. I say we should test
should
it
we?
Right now.
Ailey, can we do this? All right.
I say we should do that right now.
Like, do you think he's got his phone off? I don't think he does.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, is it, if we get the message, that'd be great too.
I don't want his number given out on the air here. I mean, I think
don't
it's
give,
like,
what do you mean the number? You don't have to give the number out. All we got to do is to ring.
I think it's like 1-800-HAYSTACKS or something like that.
Oh,
so let's
gosh.
See what we can do here with Iowa Sam. We'll try and prank call him on the air just to see.
We should act like a bill collector or something. Let's see how he reacts. excuse me, is this
anybody do a decent Don Martin impression? Because we could say you're supposed to be on the air.
Uh-oh, there we go.
This is fun. I love this stuff.
Who's talking, Jonas?
Well, no, he ain't going to answer.
No, no chance.
He's taking a bubble bath with
his dog.
It'd
only be appropriate, by the way, if he answered and we had to dump him. You know? Because he dumped us for so many times. Leave a message, Jonas.
Welcome to the voicemail box of Sam Kinsley.
Please leave a voicemail. Leave a voicemail.
We leave a message.
Yeah, leave a voicemail.
I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Go, Jonas.
As who? Hi! Sam, this is Harry Carey. I'd love to sit here and report the news that the Iowa women's basketball team is on their way to the Final Four, but we both know different. The only Final Four you're looking at is the Final Four IPAs in your fridge. Sam, baseball is underway. Get out the crop circles and go to the Field of Dreams, because you are sorely missed on Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. Joe Paterno's here. Mr. Paterno, your thoughts on Iowa Sam?
Well, let me tell you something, Sam. Let me tell you something, Sam. Get mad at it.
And Sam, Scott Stapp is here from the Bad Band Creed. Scott, what do you say?
Can you take me higher?
Sam, kiss our ass.
All right, hang up. God, I can't wait for him to get that call.
I can't breathe.
Listen. Hey, what do you want from us? He doesn't answer the phone.
Yeah.
What does it say, by the way?
That might be the best voicemail ever, bro.
Hold on a second. What does it say, that John Paul Morosi can answer the phone from South Korea?
Seoul, Korea.
Sam is like two blocks away from the studio right now, and the guy won't answer the phone when he knows clearly that it's us calling it this time.
Cue hit him with the can you take me higher?
That's about all I got. I was really curious how you guys are going to throw it to me. My only two impressions really are Scott Stapp or doing Southwest.
Keith Sweat is a good one, too. Your Keith Sweat is strong. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That is a hell of a range. Scott Stapp to Southwest to Keith Sweat. Like, that's a
oh, man.
Lot,
that,
lot of,
I
lot
don't know. That was there. Better. That was better radio than whatever the hell we're going to talk about instead right now.
Yeah.
What, oh, what man. That, that
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Apparently there's. Well, apparently there. Yeah. We'll get to that in a second because I'm really. Really curious how you guys will take his statement on what exactly happened with him testing positive. But apparently the Browns and Eagles are playing in Brazil. Is that what we found out?
Yeah, Maurice Hurst was on a podcast. He was on the Cleveland Browns Daily Show. Maybe it's not a podcast. I just think everything's a podcast at this point. By the way, you can get our podcast.
By the way.
You search two pros.
To that point, people always ask me, hey, how's the podcast going? I'm like, it's a radio show. But yeah, no, it's great. It's great. It's to the point now where so many people have asked me about it that I've just said, yeah, it's doing great. The podcast is going well.
Yeah.
It is going well.
Yeah. Actually.
Right. But it's just like we're actually on live radio.
Yes. We are.
So
we are.
Yeah.
But a lot of people like what I've found is a lot of people like going back over the show. But there are a lot of people that like to catch up on the show. Like they might only catch one part of the second or first or third hour.
Right.
And then they like going to the pod. So it definitely represents well. Actually, I pulled our numbers the other day. We are actually killing it.
Damn. Do you have the access and the ability to pull our numbers?
No. I pulled somebody up to pull our numbers.
Okay. I was going to say, I want the ability to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Like I would love to be able to just call someone and be like, hey, what are our numbers?
Well, you do have the ability to do that.
I mean, no one. I'm like the kid that they tell just to sit in the back of the car. No one gives me any ability to do anything, any adult stuff
that
on
sucks.
The show.
I use my deep voice in real life. I get on the phone and I say, "Hello,"
because that really does it. That's our goal. He means business.
This is Mr. Arrington calling, and I would like to know our podcast numbers, please. Thank you very much. You can get right back to me.
Coming right up, Johnson.
Hey, I mean, it works every time. I'm telling you.
They'll respond right away.
All right. So when Browns and Eagles are playing in Brazil, and Jimmy G says it was his fault for the peeing hot?
Have to cover that game? I really don't want to have to go. Since we're being sent over there, I guess, you know, we'll figure it out.
For those
do they have
you
graduate
that,
hotel there?
Right, so those of you that don't know, the NFL is playing a game in Brazil this year. It's going to be on the Friday after the Thursday season opener. And Maurice Hurst of the Cleveland Browns kind of spilled the beans and said, well, we're going to Brazil this year. And so the understanding is that they're going to be playing the Eagles in Brazil, and it's most likely going to be this game. And I'll just say this, and I'm not trying to steer anybody down a bad path here on the show. All right. I'm just going to say Brazil doesn't seem like the most ideal place to send somebody with a habit like Deshaun Watson. I'm just saying. You know, like that doesn't seem like the best place.
I mean,
to
it
go.
Seems like the perfect place for a guy like Deshaun Watson.
Well, yeah, if you're Jameis Winston and you want to play, like, because I don't know who's
some dubs.
I mean, I don't know who's getting out of there alive, but
I think he might meet his match in a place like Brazil.
Right.
Just say it.
No.
Is that what the Browns season goes downhill?
Right. It's like
after week one, they're never the same.
Can we check the incentives in Jameis Winston's contract? Because if there's a playing time incentive, something tells me that trip to Brazil is going to go ahead and make sure all those hit.
Is this like the NFL playing with fire by sending the Browns down there?
Oh, yeah.
Given the track record history?
It's like taking an alcoholic to a liquor store. Like, I dare you now. I dare you. Yeah. Go ahead.
I dare you.
I dare
it's
you.
It's like going to the red light district in Amsterdam. That's where Cleveland's playing in 2 years. You know, hey, guys, you're going over to Amsterdam. Yeah, you know.
Hey, but if they want to send us.
I think
I just don't understand why they're sending us. There's no reason for us to go, but since we have to go and we have to do our show from there, I guess that's what we'll do.
Yeah. You know,
that's what we'll do.
It's that tough stuff that they throw in our laps.
It's the hard work, man. And I don't, you know, they give us like the hard assignments and stuff like that, but you know, somebody's got to do it.
Yep.
You know, and that's us.
Yep.
So
we will get it done.
Let's go ahead and gear up. Let's gear up and go do it.
So, by the way, Make sure to fill out your tourney brackets now in the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. Visit FoxSportsRadio.com now to register, fill out your bracket, and get rules. Compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts and fellow listeners to see who has the best bracket. The winning bracket wins the ultimate college sports trip for you and a friend with a $2,000 graduate hotels gift card, a $1,500 travel credit, and a basketball swag bag. The FoxSportsRadio.com Bracket Challenge is now live, and it is presented by Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay, and by Tractor Supply. Coming up next here on the show, it is a Wednesday tradition also. It's the old P, Petros Papadakis, and he's right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
No, not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what? Forget those clowns. Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got a pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! He's the old P. Petros Papadakis, yeah. The co-host of the Petros and Money Show, which you can hear on The Blowtorch, AM 570 LA Sports. Not right now, though, because they are being we are covered up by the Dodgers, who are in action from South Korea.
That's
taking
right.
On the Padres. P, what's up with the Dodgers here?
I just got up. Looks like the bats are cansado. Muy cansado.
I would have thought you would have been there for the very first pitch, Petros.
Whoa. I woke up to go to the bathroom at
Brady
at 3 something.
Yeah.
and check the score.
How'd you feel about it?
No certain kind of way. And now I am back. I'm back up, and it looks like the Dodgers have stranded like eight dudes already.
Yeah.
It's the top of the eighth. Things are looking bad.
Yeah.
Could Dave Roberts be fired
after
this game?
Oh, I just hope so. No. I don't know. The Dodgers, the expectations on the Dodgers and the pressure on Dave Roberts in particular are enormous. And people kind of forgot about that during the summer with the biggest offseason of all time and the gigantic Ohtani press conference. I think it was Bill Plaschke and maybe a couple others that sort of figured out, wow, Dave Roberts is really being set up to be the fall guy if this doesn't work out. And, I mean, remember, it's in Ohtani's contract that if Andrew Friedman or something is not in charge, then he can leave. And doesn't say anything about Dave Roberts.
Jeez. Oh,
yeah.
So that was kind of interesting. And you just kind of wonder if the season doesn't end up like the glorious march to the World Series that everybody's envisioning. And baseball is very volatile in that way. I guess sometimes the best team doesn't always win, they say. But I guess you're not the best team if you don't win. Sort of complicated. Mm-hmm. But overall, I would say that this could get really ugly fast. Like Kobe Bryant with Dwight Howard and Steve Nash.
Oh.
You know, I'm not – well, right now, what's going on? They got bases loaded in the eighth.
No outs.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That's going to change everything. Forget what I said.
Yeah.
Let's go Doyers.
Oh, now they're going to change pitchers. This game is not flying. I mean, I don't even think I'm going to get on the air today. Because we have to replay this game at 1 o'clock Pacific. And when you have to replay a Major League game, you have to replay the pregame and the postgame with it.
Oh, really?
Right. So jeez, that's like a five-hour piece. That starts at 1. Clippers pregame starts at 6. I'm getting the day off, bitch.
Hey,
Petros, by the way, I listened to Tim Cates, who was doing the pregame on the drive into work this morning.
How did he sound?
He sounds miserable.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he sounded tired.
Oh, really?
Like he said,
where'd he go?
Because you could tell he had been doing it for a while, and he's not used to the hours.
Like, we talked to Vasse yesterday, and Dave is our reporter out there. And it was 8 a.m. out there, and he had been out all night at the big market with Miggy Rojas. And he sounded like death. Like, he sounded bad. He sounded like a veterano in Korea in, like, the 50s, if you know what I'm saying. And I was like, dude, you got to get your puto hard. I mean, you got to get some lead in your pencil in the morning. You know, I get up and do it.
What do you mean by that?
I'm saying you can't be coming flaccid in the morning. You know, people are in the car. They expect to be entertained. Now, you can't. I don't do my normal radio screaming. I have my afternoon radio voice, and I have my morning radio voice.
Tie game, Petros.
Holy crap.
We got a sack fly.
Yeah. Puzos and sack flies. Hey, Petros, what are you going to do if you get the day off?
Oh, I'm going on a 3-day bender.
Yeah.
hey, Petros, hit up Lee.
I'm going to go South Bay. I'm going to go South Bay burnout drinking. Do you guys know what that is?
No, what is South Bay burnout drink?
Well, you can't go anywhere where like cool people hang out. So like where Colin Cowherd used to live or anything like that. You can't go to Manhattan Beach. Mm. And Hermosa sucks now too. So you have to stay in the Redondo area, and that's where you get the South Bay burnout. You know what a burnout is?
What's the burnout?
Like a 50, 45-year-old guy who's just burnt. Doesn't do anything. Hangs out at the bars all day. You can always tell because they wear flip-flops and the tops of their feet are super tan. And dang, they just hang around the Hennessy's or the Redondo Beach Brewing Company. Micheladas or Bloody's
in the
morning.
What about Rockin' Brews? Do they go to Rockin' Brews
not
right there?
Not as much. Nah, that's more like kind of more of a family place. I don't think you'd get a real burnout crowd there.
Okay.
Barnacles in Hermosa, though. Critters, now known as North End in Hermosa, where all the hockey players hang out.
Right.
Primo burnout bars. And I might just go full burnout today. Unless I've got to pick up my kids from school or something.
I mean,
you can't pick up your kids all burnt out.
Why not?
We are approaching burnout season.
Got to be an example, right?
And the burnout smoke weed with the roach clip. You know, no one ever uses the roach clip anymore.
Yeah.
I caught my dad smoking with a Japanese artist once in the restaurant with a roach clip. And I was like, what is that?
You know, all the roach clip is the clip you use for your dentist apron.
Correct.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I've seen a lot more on a Doobies.
I've heard that from somewhere. You know,
I've seen a lot more roach clips on Doobies than I have on a dentist. But that might be about my own hygiene problems.
Hey, do you think if you search the pockets of a burnout in Redondo Beach, would you
metal
find
pipe?
Roach clip?
Metal pipe that burns your lips.
Dang.
You can't have the menthols anymore. They're racist. So a pack of, I don't know, I'd say Camels, Camel Wides. Shorts, Quicksilver board shorts, but the old school Quicksilver logo.
Like an old pack of certs that's been through the wash at least 2-3 times. Too.
Mentos, the fresh.
Oh,
maker.
You go Mentos.
The Andre Rison Oakleys that go over the top of your head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And a Who Farted t-shirt. Who Farted tank top.
Hey, Petros, will you fill out a March Madness bracket?
No, I haven't filled out a bracket in years.
Hey, they just took the lead, Petros. Doyers
Hell
on the
yeah.
board.
Doyers.
3-2.
Hold on, Gavin. Oh, that one trickled through. Losers.
Hey, it doesn't matter how you score, right?
Hey, you got to give your – come on, Petros, you got to give it to us. Your Doyers call. Come on, they just scored.
I mean, that was like an error.
Yeah, but it's still, I mean, 3-2.
It still counts.
I don't know why they don't have me on the big screen doing that.
Right.
Petros, I've
never
been.
You know, like the rally monkey? Why don't they?
Can I go to my first Dodgers Petros. Game with you, Petros? Is that possible?
You know, I don't do much at the games, to be honest.
I know, but I just want my first experience.
Oh, that one went through his glove like there was a hole in it.
Oh.
Some Korean guy shot a hole through that guy's glove.
Damn.
The war's not over.
It's not over.
It was a Korean conflict.
I mean.
Damn.
Well, I'm trying to watch a game here, guys. As far as what at the Dodger game, Brady, I like to have a michelada.
Oh, big meech.
Well, yeah. And it costs like $50 bucks. And something like that.
It does now with Otani.
I usually have my one meech, and then I tell it walking.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's totally a hole blown through that guy's glove.
Yeah.
That's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yep.
God wanted Gavin Lux to get that hit.
I mean, he deserved it.
I mean, if the ball flies through your glove, how do they have an error? How do they call an error?
Yeah,
that
should be.
Isn't that more of an equipment malfunction?
Yeah, it's a wardrobe malfunction or equipment. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Like when wardrobe. Janet Jackson's boob just plumped out in that Super Bowl.
That it did not just plump out.
Did you blame Justin Timberlake for that?
Yes,
but
it was not a blame. It was planned.
It did just go ploop.
I mean, it did ploop, but it was not by accident.
There was a moment of like a literal gravitational drop.
Yeah, right. Like is that genetics or
another
gravitational
hit.
Pull?
I love you, Doyer. I don't know. It had to be some kind of physics thing, you know, because that boob dropped a few inches.
That's called gravity.
Yeah, and my eyes popped open. I remember I was like, God damn, never seen anything like that.
Hey, by the way, Petro, speaking of that, did you see the Dodgers players' reaction to the actress who threw out the first pitch yesterday? Did you happen to see that?
Yeah, I mean, they must make pants differently in Korea.
What do you mean by that? What are you getting
mostly,
at there?
Mostly, most people commented, and I forget her name. It was like Seok. Something. It was like S-E-O-K. Anyway. She didn't look, a lot of people were commenting that she just didn't look real. You know? She looked like an AI person.
Does that score?
Got another hit? Oh, we got a flare. Oh, the floodgates are open. Jesus. 5-2 now, guys.
Come on, P. Let's go.
getting tired.
You know, you're not, you don't have a show today. Let's come on. Let's go.
I knew what we got to talk to you about. LeVar was hanging out with Jared Goff's wife yesterday.
I was.
Oh, what
not
a lovely lady.
I sat across from her. But she seemed very nice. Yep.
I tell you what song she was listening to.
What's that?
That old John Mayer song. Gravity.
Why?
I mean, I just, you know, so we all have a different pull towards the earth.
Hey, you know, Petros, it is Warhead Wednesday. So that does.
It is kind of funny, though. I was speaking of war. I turned on the Dodgers. Like, the second I turned it on, I was like, am I awake enough for Joe Davis?
No.
You know, and I turned the sound on. And it was right when Joe was like, remarkable that the Koreans have embraced Ohtani for so many years because the history between Japan and Korea is an ugly history of war and hard feelings. I was like, wow, it's great time for me to turn it on. Let's talk about the occupation of Korea for hundreds of years by Japan. Slave their women.
Oh, wow.
Petros, you are the good luck charm because
Petros got deep before
that was Joe Davis. I was like, I didn't know we were going in on all this.
They're
showing a happy Korean lady with an Ohtani jersey, and they're like, what happened between these countries was unspeakable. I'm like, gosh, is Oral going to chime in here?
Petros, when you popped on, they were trailing.
I know.
Now the Doyers are up 5-3.
And now our pencil is fully leaded.
Yeah.
It's like a Washington Monument now.
At the old P, Petros Papadakis, the co-host of the Petros and Money Show, which you can hear on The Blowtorch.
You guys want to hear the Puzo song on the way out?
Yeah.
Yeah, can we? Puzo, Puzo, Puzo.
There he is. It is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio.
The floodgates are killing these guys now.
Oh, man. By the way, just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today and fill out your tourney bracket now in the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. Visit foxsportsradio.com now to register, fill out your bracket, and get rules. Compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts and fellow listeners to see who has the best bracket and win great prizes. The foxsportsradio.com Bracket Challenge is now live, and it is presented by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels. Coming up next here, we are going to close up shop with another edition of the BQ News right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries, they helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts
people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. We are going to be back on the air coming up tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific. We've got live Major League Baseball action. We got day one of the NCAA tournament. We're probably going to have some more draft rumors and speculation in the NFL. Albert Breer is going to stop by. Who knows? Maybe live bet Jesus. Who knows? Who can tell? So we'll be back here for that tomorrow. If you missed any of this show here, and it's been a wild one today, shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. So if you've missed any of it, be sure to check it out. Search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review it. Again, just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air.
This is really big news.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe want you to know if they're in.
Yeah, please.
Or if they're out.
I mean, who knew? Who knew BQ News was going to be replaced here by...
Still working out some kinks. Still working out some kinks.
Uh-oh.
Let's Rundown off, definitely though. Says you in or out. Thank you very much.
Well, they did say that on air. Uh-oh.
Unfortunately, Lee is not communicating very well today. But I digress. We'll start off with a news story coming out of the great state of Florida. We've got a Georgia couple who was arrested for being passed out drunk on the beach. There's actually video footage of this from the cop body cam. And they were so drunk and passed out, they almost had to tase them just to wake them up lying on top of one another. Here's the scary part. They had a 7- and 5-year-old children that were with them that they had no clue where they were. Fortunately, they were found later at the hotel pool. But both parents were arrested for child neglect. And actually, in the video, you can see the husband tries to take off from the cops. He subsequently gets knocked in the face. He's got a black eye. Doesn't look too good. But he was hitting his vape pen, I believe, while he was handcuffed somehow.
I mean, a bit of an overreaction. I mean, you know, they were at the pool. It's fine.
Deadbeats.
What is, you know, a 7- and 5-year-old can't play Marco Polo, you know, without any supervision, and then the parents get arrested for it. I think that's disgusting. I would defend them in court.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the pool and the beach are two separate places, and they weren't very close to one another. So,
you know what?
Fortunately, the kids are okay, though.
Get your exercise in.
Glad
Let's go out to California, where a pastor is actually being, I guess, alleged at paying a hitman to murder his daughter's boyfriend. Yeah, $40,000 was the price. The Riverside Police Department. Are the ones that are charging him with this.
Boy, there's a shock.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, you guys should be familiar with this. But I'm not really sure what exactly what's exactly wrong with this. You know, I've got daughters. You know, maybe they start dating a dirtbag. Is this can't be the first time this has happened, right?
I mean, $40,000? You know, there's a lot of worse things you can buy for $40,000. I mean, cars are pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Cars are pretty expensive.
Yeah. So that seems like, again, on this one, I mean, I'll defend it.
This is also a pastor, though, mind you.
Dang.
Well, I mean, he didn't take from the donation tray, so that's something.
Well, we don't know that yet.
Okay.
There's a chance. All right. Finally, again, going back to the great state of Florida, a Florida city commissioner spent $100,000 of a poor 96-year-old woman's money on a facelift in a Miami hotel room. Yeah, according to reports, this particular city commissioner ended up somehow getting control of the finances of this 96-year-old woman. And that's how she chose to spend them. a lavish room in Miami for New Year's Eve. And then obviously trying to pay off for a nice little facelift.
Go ahead, Jonas.
So, well, I'm just saying, like, so why the hotel room? Like, you couldn't go to a like an actual doctor's office? The hotel room seemed like...
Oh, no, it's two separate things. That was just part of some of the extravagant expenses.
Part of the expenses. Yeah. Okay, right. Well, yeah. I mean, how did it turn out? I mean...
Didn't change much. Yeah, it's still not... Still not where it needs to be.
It's the price you pay for looks, you know?
Still needs to be lifted a little more.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Like,
wasn't enough lift in that facelift.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, oh.